Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Voices of Our School podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the people, achievements and experiences that make Gerrie's Primary School such a wonderful place to learn and grow. Each episode gives us the opportunity to hear from members of our school community and discover more about the stories and experiences that help shape life at Gerrie's. Whether it's learning about exciting events, celebrating achievements, or hearing from the staff who work hard every day to support our children, there is always something interesting to share. Today, we are delighted to be joined by one of our fantastic teachers, Mrs. Moore. Teaching is about much more than delivering lessons. It is about inspiring children, helping them overcome challenges, building confidence, and creating opportunities for them to succeed, both inside and outside of the classroom. During today's interview, we will be finding out more about our guests' journey into teaching, what they enjoy doing outside of school, and some of the changes they have seen during their time at Gerrie's Primary. We will also learn more about their particular area of expertise, how they use those skills to enhance children's learning, and what hopes they have for the future of our school. We are very grateful that they have taken the time to join us today, and we are looking forward to hearing their thoughts and experiences. So let's get started. Thank you for joining us, Mrs. Moore.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mr. Allen.
Excellent. So let's get straight into the questions. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your role at Gerrie's Primary?
Okay, so my name is Mrs. Moore, and I am the phase leader for years 3 and 4. And I'm also looking after English while Missy Yates is away having her baby.
And what does it mean to be a phase leader?
Okay, so I am responsible for years 3 and 4. So I look after the teaching teams of year 3 and 4.
Fantastic. So what made you want to become a teacher?
I have always wanted to be a teacher. So even when I was a little girl, I used to play schools all the time. And in my attic, I actually converted my attic into a mini classroom. And I had a little blackboard there with chalk, and my friends, my neighbours would come round and we'd go upstairs into the attic and we would play schools for hours and hours and hours.
Oh, interesting. This is a question I think lots of teachers get from even children, is how long have you been working at Gerrie's Primary School?
So I'm a little bit of a dinosaur, and I actually started teaching here all the way back in 2007. Wow. So if those of you that are good at maths will know that I'm just about to finish my 19th year at the school.
Fantastic. What do you enjoy doing when you're not at school?
I love swimming. So I swim every week, every Saturday morning. I swim a kilometre, and me and my daughter, we go swimming a lot. And I'm lucky enough to live in a very beautiful village surrounded by lots of woods, and we love to go exploring in the woods and seeing all the wildlife like the deer, and just having lots of fun outdoors.
Brilliant. And talents now, is there something that your students might not know that you can do? You can do something special. Is there something that you can do they might not know about?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm a bit of a linguist, so I've got a massive passion for learning languages. Although I was brought up bilingually, like many of the children in our school, I have a home language, which is German. I'm also fluent in Spanish because I lived in Spain for many years. I can speak a bit of Dutch and a bit of Italian too.
Wow. And very. So would you feel comfortable teaching Spanish at Gerrie's?
Yes. And actually, a long time ago, we used to teach Spanish, not French, Gerrie's Junior.
Yes, we did. Yes.
You probably remember that, Mr.
Yes,
Allen.
Yes, I do. Yes. Okay, so in terms of your hobbies, if you had the chance to spend a whole day to do one thing, what would that be?
Oh, it would probably go off on an adventure in the woods, because there's so much to do, you never get bored.
Oh, interesting. Now, before we move on to some other questions, what is the last book that you read, or what's the last TV program that you've watched?
Okay. Oh, so I really love reading, and my daughter and I, we like sharing books together. And actually, we've just finished reading Roald Dahl, The Witches, which we really loved. We watched the film. We didn't like it as much as the book, but we love the book.
Excellent. And you said you've been here for 19 years, yes. Coming up to 19. What are some of the biggest changes you've seen happen at Gerrhus?
Gosh, there's been so many. But I guess the biggest change is when I started and when Mr. Allam joined me, we were two separate schools. There was Gerrhus Infants and Gerrhus Junior. So when I started at the school many years ago, I started working in Gerrhus Junior School, which was the Key Stage 2 part of the school, which was this side of the school. And the two schools were totally separate. There was a padlock in the hall, and we didn't mix at all. It was very different.
Yeah, I do still remember that. I think we also had a
a wall in the middle of the
And I think the doors had a blackout piece of paper, so no one could see what's on the other side. So special memories, obviously being here for so long. Is there a special memory that stands out?
Oh gosh, there's too many to recall. I suppose there's lots of memories. Obviously, you remember all the wonderful children that have come through our doors and that have made fantastic progress. All the wonderful families, because obviously being here for such a long time, you get to know all the families in the community, and that's a real blessing. But lots of things, lots of events, shows. You obviously remember all the shows, all the Year 6 Leavers shows. I also used to run a blogging club, and that was great because we ended up posting lots of our writing on blogs and getting comments from all over the world, from places like Australia and Dubai and all sorts of places. So lots of things, really.
Yeah, I do still remember doing that in our ICT lessons. What would you say is your speciality at Gerrhus? You mentioned it at the beginning of the podcast. Could you just elaborate on that?
So I guess one of the things I'm known for is English. I really believe that English is the key to everything. And I have a massive passion for reading. I always have. I think if anyone ever wants to find a book, they generally come to me because they know I will have it. I have books hidden everywhere, boxes and boxes and boxes of them, because I believe reading is the key to everything, and reading should be fun. And everyone's got a book for them that will open them up to a whole new world.
And is there something that sparked that interest when you became a teacher, or was it something that you were sort of, you fell into?
I think it's something, I've always loved reading. My family have always loved reading. And it's still one of my favourite things to do, to get lost in a book and just go to another world. And I think seeing children's worlds open up when they find the text that they love or the text that brings them to reading is really satisfying. And I've seen it turn things around for so many children and help them to succeed.
Yeah, I remember once a child said to me they love reading because they get transported to a brand new world. And I think, obviously, sometimes we do that as well as adults, because life can be quite stressful as well at the same time.
Yeah, and when we're sharing books in class, it's so exciting to see the children's faces when they want to know what's happening more, and they say, please read some more, and you stop there. It's great. It's one of the joys of the job.
Perfect. So looking ahead, what would you like the future of Gerrhus Primary School to look like? It doesn't have to necessarily be linked to English. Just from a grander point of view, what's your hope for Gerrhus?
Well, my hope for Gerrhus is that we continue in the same way that we are going. I think we are very lucky here at Gerrhus. We have a fantastic school community. We have supportive parents. We have wonderful children, wonderful teachers. And we just need to keep going the way that we are going. It would be lovely if we had more funding, you know, but as long as everyone puts the effort in and everyone keeps working together, I'm sure we're going to achieve.
Now, every teacher around the world knows we work for the children.
Yes.
Especially in primary school, knowing that as they get older, we want them to have the best opportunities possible in life. What opportunities would you like children at Geary's to have in the future?
I want them to live a happy, successful life. So I would like them to have be able to do whatever their heart wants them to do. So let nothing hold them back. No economic factors hold them back. If they want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an astronaut, a physicist, they should be able to follow their dreams and get there. In fact, I know of a child that I taught, a girl that I taught here many years ago. She was in one of my year six classes, and I met her sister a few weeks ago in the library, and she is in fact now studying astrophysics with the plan to go to NASA. So that's absolutely incredible, and shows you if you follow your dreams and you work hard, you can get there.
Brilliant. So if you could introduce one new thing to the school, what would that be? And you can let your imagination go wild.
Oh, I don't know. I'd love to have tablets in every class. and maybe Spanish, but that's because I'm biased.
Brilliant. Now, let's finish off the podcast with a quick fire fun round. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions which you haven't seen in advance.
And, close my eyes.
And the first question, first answer that comes to your mind, you can just say that. Ready? Okay. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Favorite school subject when you were a child?
Oh, English.
Favorite children's book?
The Twits.
Favorite holiday destination?
Greece.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think the ability to fly.
Fly. If you could invite any famous person to Geary's for a day, who would it be?
Kate Middleton.
And the final question, what three words would your colleagues use to describe you?
Oh, I don't know. Helpful, I hope. I don't know. Helpful.
Hardworking.
Oh, thank you. And maybe funny.
Funny. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much. It was a very special podcast today. So that brings us to the end of another episode of the Voices of Our School podcast. A huge thank you to our guest, Mrs. Moore, for taking the time to speak with us today and for sharing her experiences, memories and insights. It has been fascinating to learn more about their journey into teaching, the changes that they have witnessed throughout their career, and the passions they have outside of school and the ways they use their expertise to support and inspire children every day at Geary's Primary School. One of the wonderful things about schools is that every member of staff has a unique story to tell. And today's conversation has reminded us just how much dedication, care, and hard work goes into helping children learn, grow, and achieve their very best. We hope that everyone listening has enjoyed getting to know our guest a little better and has learned something new about the people who make Geary's Primary School such a special place. Perhaps some of their advice, experiences and hopes for the future have inspired you as well. Thank you to all our listeners, including our pupils, families, staff and members of the wider community for continuing to support the podcast. We are always excited to share the amazing stories and achievements that take place across our school. Don't forget to keep an eye out for future episodes where we'll be continuing to meet members of our school community and celebrate all the wonderful things happening at Geary's Primary School. Until next time, thank you for listening. Take care and goodbye.